and my sister. And you have seen in the Mallik Thakurvati Radha Yatra. So, after my festival of Radha Yatra, the other boys in the Mallik, they began. My Rapa was, I think, this much very nicely made.
When we had Radha Yatra in Calcutta, we stopped in front of your house and they had that Rapa decorated in the doorway.
Oh.
And we turned the Rapa towards the house and they came out and said, "Ours is the Mullich family."
So, there are good festivals. Sankirtan and procession. We all little children as well. And 8 days, my mother was cooking different foodstuffs for Jagannath. Then return Ratha Yatra. Ratha Yatra means, No, 8 days. From Dvitiya to Dasam. So this Uttama Sloka Gunanuva, praising the Supreme Uttama Sloka, is done by the Nidhita Tarsha. Nidhita Tarsha is one who has seized material desire. He can chant, he can glow it. But it is not for ordinary mundane people. Nidhita tarsa yupagiya mana bhavau shadhi chotra muno virama. And this chanting in bhavau shadhi. There is some holy name of glorifying the Lord is the medicine for this material disease. material disease, meaning repetition of birth and death. To stop this repetition of birth and death, this is only remedy. And this is used by liberated person. So, such a nice thing, who can refrain from it? Vilapasodhana. Unless one is animal killer, one cannot cease from this business. Therefore, animal killing is so sinful.
In these Western countries, when someone sees the cover of a book like Krishna, he immediately asks, who is Krishna? Who is the girl of Krishna? And so on.
Krishna is all attractive, or God is all attractive. This definition gives by Parakramani. The supreme perfect definition. Unless God is attractive, how he can be God? This argument, what is this? So Krishna saw this attractiveness in full. Any question you can ask?
Expansion or incarnation has the six opulences in full.
No. Krishna is 10%. Next to Krishna is Narayana. Next to Krishna, next to Narayana is Lord Shiva.
Well, Lord Chaitanya did not manifest so much opulence as Krishna.
No, Lord Chaitanya appeared as a devotee. How you can show the opulence of Krishna? Sometimes he shows. But you are playing the part. Bhaktyartham bhaktyavatar. Namami bhakti saptikam.
Some of the different incarnations, though, they manifest one of the different opulences or two, like that, isn't it?
Yes, all the opulences, not in full.
So what opulence does Krishna have that Narayana doesn't have?
That
those four, but what of these six?
The attraction by saying truth. And the rasa dham. These are the importance that is mentioned in the Kaitan Chaitanya.
But otherwise, Narayan has all these six atoms.
Yes. Super excellent opulence in Krishna. By his Venun Kannantam Aravinda Kalayata. That attraction is only in Krishna. In case, we say the same thing.
Yes.
He has spent his life.
Spent his whole life, 25 years, studying so hard.
When he said this?
In 1972, his name is Professor Leakey. He's from, I think, America. He is found in Kenya, one skull, 2 million years old.
Now a book is published.
This was in about 70.
1970s came out. 80s started here.
Well, he discovered.
March 31st, 1970.
Yeah.
But they do not... You are giving all the information, 10%.
In theory, the farm, lower animals to go to the higher animals, but the creation we find Brahma is the first creation. So he is a topmost intelligent man.
Is there anything in the Vedic literature that supports Darwin's theory?
Darwin's theory is no explanation. There whose evolution? The evolution is of the soul. The soul is changing in different bodies. One body bigger than the other. That kind of evolution.
Darwin has no individual evolution, but the evolution of a species. Like, if there were horses, and then when they had eaten up all the food on the ground, so they started to get the food on the trees, so their necks became longer, and those with longer necks lived, and the others died, so then there were the giraffes. So they moved like that. Survival of the fittest. Survival of the fittest. But the stronger, then the more intelligent animals will live more than the less intelligent. So they will die out and then they'll be up to the human. But that doesn't explain why there are still lower species of life. Why are there still animals?
We are given the histories of Krishna's appearances and disappearances billions and billions of years ago. In the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna that both he and Arjuna had many births before, and that he, Krishna, could remember all of them, and that Arjuna could not. This illustrates the difference between the knowledge of Krishna and that of Arjuna. Arjuna might have been a very great warrior, a well-cultured member of the Kuru dynasty.
In the last part of Krishna book, Mahavishnu says that Arjuna is of the capacity of Narayana. So they are avatars.
Yes.
But as Arjuna, he acts as an ordinary jiva?
Yes. There are different types of sattva-vaisavata. So, when Arjuna is jiva, his person empowered, he is called sattva-vaisavata, sattva-vaisavata, vibhuti. Jad-jad-vibhuti-mat-satya. He is living entity, but especially empowered. It's like for certain business, I give sometimes somebody power of attorney. He'll do this. He'll sign for me. Like that. He's also one of the disciples. But a particular purpose, he's giving the power of attorney. In this way, when a living entity is empowered specifically to do something, and that is called Sattva-vaisavata, Avaisavata. Krishna Shakti Vidhan Ahi Nama Prasanna. That is explained. These are explained in the presence of Sam. Srimad Satya. Homo Tejanta Sambhava. So, Sattva-vaisavata is not Vishnu Tattva. Is jiva tattva. So, the Lord Jesus Christ or Lord Buddha, they come within the jiva tattva, the special form.
They are Sattva-vaisavata.
Yes.
So Narayan Rishi is which?
Narayan Rishi is Sattva-Vishaputta.
So Arjuna has no constitutional connection with them, but he at that time he was equal by
Arjuna
the reputed potency.
Yeah.
They are individuals.
Equal to Narunara. This as another Narunara. Somewhere I think.
Krishna's knowledge is so perfect that he remembers all the incidences of his appearances, the millions and billions of years in the past. But Arjuna's memory and knowledge are limited by time and space, for he is an ordinary human being.
And Krishna. Krishna did not become God by the so-called meditation and mystic power. Yes, already all this yogeshwara, all mystic powers are already there.
Does he also appear through Mahavishnu?
Huh?
When Krishna appears,
yes,
it says that
he appeared through Rukasai. That does not mean that he has appeared through. The sun rises from the eastern side. Does that mean the eastern side is producing sun?
Krishna appears. He could assume any other incarnated form, Lord Ramachandra, Lord Varaha, but Lord Ramachandra could not assume Lord Krishna.
There are full copies.
Oh, the translation? Full copies.
Yes. But Ramachandra, the full opulence was not exist. There was no necessity. It is not that he could not. Yes.
So at the end of the Krishna book, when Krishna and Arjuna visit Lord Vishnu, and Vishnu calls them incarnations of himself, that is because Krishna appeared through Kshirodasai Vishnu.
This is Achinta Vidar. Simultaneously one and different.
In the Bhagavad
Gita, forwarding on the universe.
What?
Forwarding on the universe. There are seven powers. Each powering is 10 times bigger than the one. Again, the seven elements.
So at night, when we look up, everything that we see is within this universe.
Yes, within this universe, yes. And there are innumerable universes.
And beyond that non-manifested matter, there is the spiritual kingdom. That kingdom is described in the Bhagavad Gita as supreme and eternal. It's never annihilated. This material nature is subjected to
living entities and not non-manifested.
Huh?
There are any living entities?
No. Therefore it is non-manifested. There is no living entity. It couldn't be covered.
So living entities only appear within the universe.
Yeah. No. In the spiritual world there are living entities.
But in the
yes. In the covering, in the kingdom.
Is there some part of Lord Shiva that is there?
Huh? Not in return. That is all after.
So where is
Shadashi?
Where
that's
is
on the border. On the border.
On the border. Before you reach Earth, the element of Earth.
On the border between spiritual water and material.
Viraja on the Viraja River? That is where Kailash Dham is.
Are there different Kailash Dhams? Like, is there any Kailash Dham in particular universe also?
Yes. There is. Just like there is Vrindavan. There is Kailash Dham.
There are many other planets at the Earth level.
Yes.
But Krishna only comes to this planet?
Yes.
Very special.
Yes. And Vrindavan.
And every time Lord Krishna appears, the original Krishna appears, does Lord Chaitanya appear in the following Kali Yuga?
Yes.
Every time.
Yes.
The 28th day of the month here.
Yes. Twenty-eight or twenty-seven. This is Kshatriya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared as a Brahman, so he did not kill anyone. Although he was just about to kill Jagannath, but Nityananda Prabhu looked at that in this incarnation, you have promised not to kill. You know, I don't think that you should have
done it.
Yeah. That you now please Bhagavad Gita. But he's not doing that.
Krishna will be appealing to the liberated souls and to persons who are trying to be liberated, as well as to the gross conditioned materialists. According to the statement of Maharaj Parikshit, who heard about Krishna from Sukadeva Goswami, Krishna Katha is equally applicable to every human being in whatever condition of life he is in. Everyone will appreciate it to the highest magnitude. But my